COVID again. And you know, you want to know why I think that? I went to, so as you guys know, I recently got a sorry, I recently got a part-time job, and it was my first week, and I had a trainer who just came back from a trip, and she said, it was so funny, she's like, man, I don't feel so good. And I'm like, oh, you know, that sucks. And then the next day she called out of work because she was sick. And I felt fine until Monday. I woke up and my throat was dying. It was sore. It was itchy. You know, like the itchy feeling you get when you have like an irritated or a sore throat. I don't know. But basically, it was kind of itchy feeling, and how do I explain it? It's just itchy, okay? It was itchy, and it's annoying when it gets like kind of dry feeling. You have to drink water. It's so weird. I don't know how to explain it. It basically felt like when I had it in October. And got that part-time job. And then I got a call, like, the same morning I woke up from my boss. And she says, you came in contact with two people that tested positive for COVID. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's fine. And I'm just like, oh, wow. Okay, that's crazy. And I'm pretty sure one of them was my trainer because she was sick and she called out. And everything. And it just made sense. And, you know, she's my trainer. So we were in each other's faces. Okay, maybe not like that. But, you know, we were sitting next to each other. And she was, you know, she was close to me. And for the other person that has it, I have no idea. But I'm just thinking, like, oh, my God. I just got over it in October. And you're telling me, like, I could possibly have it again. I did get my second dose. I'm fully vaccinated. I did not get a booster yet. I don't know when I would even get a booster, but need to take a sip. But yeah, that's basically what happened. And I thought it was gonna be okay, which my voice is fine right now, but I feel like after, if I do it for a long time, it would definitely start to irritate me more. Because I was trying to talk a little bit yesterday to my friends, and I just stopped, like, in the middle, and I just stopped talking because it was uncomfortable. It's not painful, but it's uncomfortable to talk. And so, yeah, really hoping the best for you. Thank you, Arita. Thank you. Hopefully, if it is COVID, your body will be able to handle it better since you had it before. Yeah, for sure. I don't think I'm in, like, any danger or anything because when I had it the first time, I was only really sick for a week. Like, I was dying, like, 1 week. And then after that, I was fine, except I was coughing for an entire month. Maybe even more than a month, but I just kept coughing. Luckily, this time, I'm not coughing too much. It's only when my throat is in a weird twist. And so barely cough here and there. But it's still... It's still very, what's it called? It's still very uncomfortable. Yeah, my mom made me some, I hate ginger. You guys have no idea how much I fucking hate ginger. But this woman put ginger in my tea because she said it's good for your throat. But she said she only put a little bit, so I'm glad for that. But I fucking hate it. And that's what I'm drinking right now. I don't really know what it is. Probably some concoction that she just made up. New variant has a lot of breakthrough cases. Yeah, I've been seeing on my Twitter feed a lot of people canceling their streams because they have COVID. And I had to do that last time. And I don't want to cancel my streams again. So I'm hoping it's not that bad and that I can still stream with minimal, like, uncomfortability. I don't think that's a word, but you guys know what I'm talking about, I think. Hopefully no eggs. Okay, you guys need to stop talking about that because that was when I was like a fetus. Okay, not a fetus, but when I was a child, okay? She doesn't feed me that anymore. I choose what I eat. Speaking of which, I need to order Taco Bell because, well, I had porridge yesterday and there's still some porridge, but I want Taco Bell. I don't care about porridge. And I have strawberries right now, so. But ginger is good for your throat. I know, but I don't like ginger. I told you guys I'm sort of allergic to ginger. So consuming it, I'm fine, but when it touches my skin, like a raw ginger touching my skin, it makes me break out into hives. But drinking it, I'm fine. It's just I don't like the taste. Oh God. Taco Bell does not have ant eggs in it. I don't like it. You have no idea. No clue what society drink other than ginger. No, I don't know. Probably. I don't taste any citrus in there. I don't think it's lemon. I think it's just ginger. You guys smell, can you guys hear me smelling it? Oh. Now I'm telling you, I'm allergic to it coming in contact with my skin. But I'm fine drinking it. Like, I don't get any reactions from drinking it besides disgust. Catnips. Let me think. But I think it's annoying because I thought I was supposed to have immunity from it for months, and it's only been a few months. It hasn't even been that long. But it's still like, think I got it. I'm gonna get tested just to make sure, but I'm pretty sure because it's just like a sudden soreness and the fact that it happened when I found out that other people got it. You know, it's too much to be just a coincidence. Definitely. Oh God, it definitely is correlated. Today Tuesday. I need to take some pills. I'm not a drug, you guys, I promise. Mystery drink. Yeah, we smell. It smells really nice. I don't like ginger. It smells citrusy, but I don't taste citrus in it. That's the thing. It's not immunity. It's so you don't get as sick. I don't want to be sick. Hi, Kano. Hi, all. Thank you for joining my short Twitch space. New Year's supposed to be more mild, at least. That's good. Yeah, the pill popper probably gap pills. No, it's not true. Okay, I'm supposed to take these other pills, but I haven't taken them because I didn't wake up in time. I hope test goes well, or you have to drink ginger. No, I hate ginger. It just tastes so bad. I don't know what it is. This is fine because it's only a little bit ginger. It just tastes mostly like water, but it still tastes freaking weird. I don't like it. Strawberries. You know, my favorite fruit is a strawberry. And did you know that a strawberry technically isn't a berry? And that you can consider a banana a berry because the seeds are inside. But strawberries have the seeds on the outside. I don't know what they are. But they're not a berry. I recently got the booster. Hopefully, we don't have to get more. Yeah. Is there a certain time that you're supposed to have? I mean, supposed to take the booster? Like, do you have to wait a certain amount of time or something? Or can I just, like, get it? Not, maybe not now. Maybe after. Well, depends. If I have COVID, then maybe after I recover. But oh my God, why do I sound like this? Oh my God. But you guys know what I'm talking about, right? A tomato is a fruit. I agree. I think a tomato is a fruit. Do you guys think a tomato is a vegetable? Vegetable. That wasn't even fucking hard. I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened. Looking into technicalities of food is whack. I'm not peeing, guys. That was me pouring my tea. It's so heavy. This fucking teapot. It's like ceramic or so, it's like stone ceramic or something. And yeah, mama filled it to the brim. And I can't hold it with one hand, but if I hold it with two hands, then my other hand's hot. There's just so much going on right now, guys. I'm just kidding. First world problem. But wait, wasn't bananas without seeds? Bananas do have seeds, though. Do you think carrot is also a fruit? No, carrot is a vegetable. I can say it now. Vegetable. I don't know why I had so much hard time. I don't know why I had such a hard time saying it before. Oh my God. I think tomatoes are gross and that's all that matters. I like tomatoes. Depends though. Depends on like what it's in. I don't mind tomatoes though. Who doesn't like tomato? It was Shizu. Shizu doesn't like tomatoes or ketchup. That weirdo. But then again, Rainy doesn't like lettuce, which is also weird. I think that's weirder than not liking tomatoes. I just read that. I don't think people would have thought that if you didn't bring it up. I don't know. You guys are pretty weird, so I thought you guys would have thought of it. Is it a towel or something? Towel? I guess. Pouring is just needs lemonade. Blame your sore throat for that. Words are hard. But I just wanted to talk a little bit about that. I told you it's going to be a short one because I do want to work on some other things and not talk. But I just want to explain what's been happening and what the possibility of me being sick would be. Which is that I might have COVID again. Yay, I love it. I love it so much. But clearly someone's sick so she gets passed on talking. We're not weird at all. You're very weird. You guys are super weird. But yeah. Thank you, Evinyan, for coming to my TED Talk. I just, like I said, wanted to talk a little bit about this. So you guys don't have to worry. Or, you know, worry. I don't fucking know. But I am going to have a good day. So you guys should also have a good day. Okay. Goodbye, Evinyan. Thank you for coming to my pen pal talk. Okay, wait, that's not the right. I mean, cat cartel talk. I'm not Pina, I promise. I'm gonna go.